Dermot Kelly was the quickest over Knockalla. We'll give you the times of that in just a second. Gary Jennings still the overall leader. Manus Kelly continues to lead the National Rally. I'm joined live here at Surfacing. But Manus, a good steady run over the last two stages for you.
Yeah, I've been very happy with it. It was nip and tuck there, and Gary got. It was very tight between myself and Brian, and then we had a good run over Knockalla.
Yeah. Was there any rain in Knockalla? Because we had some rain here at the end of service. Was there any sign of that on the big classic stage?
There was a small shift at the top, Ogden, but it was very, very, very minutely.
Yeah. Adrian Hetherington done a quick time in Gary Gort this previous stage. Who was the fastest of you guys in that one? Was it you, was it?
No, Adrian was two quicker than us, and we were one quicker than Brian, so it was all to play for.
Right. So you're going at a steady pace at the moment, Manus?
Yeah, nice steady pace. Hopefully keep it going, Ogden.
Okay, we'll see you at the end of the next one, Manus. Well done.
Thank you, sir.
There you go, Manus Kelly, and alongside him, Donald Barrett, leading the National Rally by around 13 seconds.
Oshin, we'll just cut on to you for a second, because Chris has... Gary Jennings, we're going to go over to Chris. Go ahead, Chris.
I'm joined by Gary Jennings here in Milford Service. Gary, halfway through the rally, it's going very well as far as you're concerned.
Yeah, it is, but there's another full rally still ahead of us. Yeah, we're only halfway. Yeah, it's done very well. It's done very well this morning when you had a... up a bit this morning. Very excited.
Now, you pushed hard early on. The second time round, Knockalla, not quite as fast as the first time. A little bit of a cushion?
Yeah, but with no need. You know, we started raining in Knockalla, so we knew that there was a prize for the fastest time over Knockalla. So we knew nobody was going to beat us on the rain, so we just biked back. I think we only dropped 1 second and 2 seconds. So, no, that's not how we can afford to do that and take no risk. But, no, still enjoyed it. Still carried plenty of speed through the corners. Just a few chances.
And technically everything okay from the car's point of view?
Yeah, very good, except our sponsor is Gold. Big logo fell off the dash at the start of the first half of the service and jammed the throttle flat open, so they were definitely going down the steep and I got it pulled back out, but that was one of the things, cosmetic things.
And, you know, thankfully the rain hasn't come down too much. You got out of the car. It's pretty hot inside the car. You're sweating away.
but it changed the thermal underwear at the last service, so no more here, but it's very warm out there, but on Knockalla we had a lot of rain. You know, the wipers were on absolutely flat out on it. So, yeah, it's very humid. It's getting very warm. Look how clear it is here again now.
I mean, it could yet be a factor. The weather can change so quickly, as we all know, in Donegal, and then tyre selection and everything could still dictate how this all ends out.
Without a doubt. You know, my gravel crew, my weather crew, my brother and Paul Bart told us yesterday to go on a softer tyre. We went on a harder tyre. We were completely wrong. We were out in that last loop and I wanted to go on a harder tyre again, and they said go on a softer tyre and they were correct again. So yeah, fair play to them. The whole team's working very well.
We heard that some spectators may have been putting a bit of gravel out on Knockalla. Did you come across anything?
Gravel would be there anyway. You know, I don't mostly believe spectators because, you know, I'm one of the worst persons for cutting in the corners and pulling out gravel. So, you know, they might be gravel when I go through, but certainly I always usually have a wheel in the head, so gravel does come out. So I don't know. I never heard that.
So a quick breather now and then back out next stage.
Yeah, back out now, number two, and hopefully back into service, another two, and reassess the situation tonight in Arena 7 when we're having our tea.
Great, Gary, many thanks. Best of luck. Gary Jennings there speaking with me live from service area, and I'll hand you back to the studio, and I think Oshin may have more reaction as
well. That's great, Chris. Thank you very much, and we're going to go straight back to Oshin.
Yeah, thanks, Kenny. We're live in association with the Pulse nightclub in Letterkenny. And day two today, Joseph McGonigal and the Fabia 2 Super 2000 just pulled up. Of course, another showman, man. Joseph, how's day two going for you?
Not too bad. I think we've taken about 5 seconds out of Stevie Reitzler leading over five. So, you know, it's not a disaster. I thought we made a good time out of Knockalla, but I think we did basically the same time. So, we'll keep pushing anyway.
Right. How good is it to drive this week, Kiara, we're not going to?
I'll keep the language clean. That's brilliant.
All right, good luck on the rest of them. Joseph McGonigal there from Anishon and the Fabulous. Super 2000 Fabia. Frank Kelly's been on the move today. The County Tyrone man is up into the top places now in the National Rally. We're just live on Highland here, Frank, at the moment. You've been on the move today. You've been putting in some good times and moving up the positions in the National, so I'm sure you're happy.
Yeah, happy as taking shit. We discovered our power problem, so we're full. Our horses shouting now, and we're happy. Probably too little too late, but we'll give it a push, see what happens.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Frank. Frank Kelly from County Tyrone. Apologies about the language, folks, if you're listening on. just let a couple of the cars pass in front of me. Young Richard Moffat going well. Two, we'll be running down through. I think we'll actually do that now. Run down through the times that we have from the Knockalla stage as we wait for some of the other competitors to go on. I know Chris is going to talk to Declan Boyle and Donna Kelly as well. So, Kenny, feel free to butt in if he does get some of the leading contenders. He's up in service. We're down at the control in area here. Gary Jennings, 10 minutes 7.1 was his time on Knockalla. Declan Boyle, 10 minutes 6.1. For the Litchermick Award man, and Donna Kelly 10 minutes 4.1. so Donna Kelly was the quickest of the WRC cars over the second run round Knockalla special stage 10. Unofficially the top three, as we said, Jennings now leading by about 49.8 seconds from Declan Boyle, and then Donna Kelly after that puncture on Gary Gord, he's dropped time now over half a minute down on Declan Boyle. He picked up a couple of seconds there but lost a lot of time of course this morning. Derek McGarty, 10 minutes 15.5 for Derek McGarty. We didn't get the time of Dara Reardon, but he's still holding on to 5th place overall. Seamus Leonard is 6th overall, 10 minutes 8.6, and Stephen Wright, as we heard Joseph McMonagall say, is leading the R5 category. Wright in the Ford Fiesta, 10 minutes 28.2 was the story there. On to the national side of the rally, Amanis Kelly and Donal Barr continue to lead this event. 10 minutes 22.8 for Manus. He was complaining of some problems with the back axle in the car. Brian Brogan, 10 minutes 33.7 for Brian Brogan. He is misfiring the engine in the car is misfiring, and Brian's not happy with it at the moment. So that advantage is out now to around 22.9, I've been told. Adrian Hetherington is just 1.6 off Brian Brogan. 10 minutes 28.6 for Hetherington. And there, and Frank Kelly, 10 minutes 32.9 was the time for Frank Kelly. He's some 48.7 adrift off Hetherington in that one. Manus Kelly's time actually might be 10 minutes 32.8. We'll confirm that. He did say he was a second quicker than Brian Brogan. So looking at Kelly's time would be 10 minutes 32.8 and Brian Brogan's 10 minutes 33.7. So unofficially, PJ McDermott just passing us coming into service here at the moment. We'll try and maybe get a quick word with
Oisin, we just have to cut on. We're going back straight back to Chris, who's got someone else with him. Over to you, Chris.
Thanks. I'm joined in the service area. Brian Boyle here. Brian, halfway through the rally, we're back in service in Milford. Things haven't quite gone your way, but still very much in the hunt.
Yeah, the morning stages there, I suppose we're happy enough where we are with the new car and everything, but no, that last two changed things there a bit. Donna got a puncture there. He went too deep somewhere, caught a stone or something, and we caught him on the stage there, so it's twisted it there a bit. Now we've moved up to second, you know, but listen, a long way to go. We're still learning the car. We're happy enough, you know.
Do you think at the start of the rally you would have settled to be where you are now?
Oh, definitely, because to be honest, we only got the car on Monday, and we don't really know what it was capable of doing to actually get on the stage. So, I mean, we're second fastest in the first stage yesterday, so we're happy enough. Okay, we dropped back with that, but again, we're learning as we go along. The suspension is still not quite right in the car, but you know, through time it'll come good for us. We're happy.
Now, sometimes it can be a bit frantic in service, but looking around, there's a relaxed look about things here, and the team, nobody under too much pressure, which augurs well.
Yeah, no, there's nobody under pressure. As I say, we're out to learn the car for the weekend, and as long as we can keep on the road and keep tapping away, we aim to do that, you know.
So what's the plan now for the rest of the afternoon? How hard are you going to push at the next stage?
Listen, we'll go out. It's the first round, the first fresh run. You know, we don't have good enough recce, we think. So we'll just keep driving to our notes and keep learning the car, and we'll see where we are after two.
Great. Thanks very much. There you have it. Brian Boyle, the co-driver of Declan Boyle, very much still in with a chance of retaining their title in the Jewel Donegal International Rally. Right, back to you, Kenny.
Thanks, Chris. We'll go straight back to Oisin.
Yeah, Kenny, a number of the locals coming into service here now. Columba and Derek Keenan, they've got the donkey on the top of the roof here, so they have. How's the stages going for you, Columba?
Good this morning, Oisin. We made a big, our Cahill Brown there made a good change for us. We softened the suspension, made a massive difference, but it was a big overshoot there in Gary Gorton. I think now actually we've back axle bother, so we're hoping to get that sorted in service here.
How did you find driving around Knockalla again?
It's brilliant. It's great to be back.
Yeah. Okay, come here. The best of luck with the rally, boys, okay? Keep an eye out for the Corolla with the donkey on the roof. Okay, we've got that. John Bonner as well coming up, who of course is son of Vincent Bonner. The livery of the car has the exact same as what was won in the 80s, of course, with Vincent and Seamus. But John Bonner, how's Donegal going for you?
We're not going as fast anyway. That's all right. We went off yesterday, lost about 2 minutes, you know what I mean? But we're having a good run today, so keep it going now.
And how's the times compared to the other boys in the class?
Not too bad, you know, and we're trying to mix it now with, you know, the boys that are competitive in the class. We're not far away, you know.
Right, and what about Vincent? Is he overseeing everything, team manager back in service, is it?
He's the main man, only for him. I wouldn't be here, I think, having the time, and he just puts everything into it. He loves it.
Yeah, good stuff. Listen, the best of luck of the rest of the day, John. There you go, John Bonner. Looking forward to the rest of the day. We've got Warwick O'Donnell and Patrick McHugh, the McHugh and O'Donnell partnership in a Ford Escort. How are you getting on, boys?
Aye, we're getting under the day now. We were laying back a bit yesterday now. We couldn't get going, but we're camping on now. I think we're laying second in the class there now at the minute, so we'll get on another while to see how we get on.
Yeah, what class is that?
13.
Class 13. Yeah. Very good. And there's a big battle, of course, between all these Mark IIs and the National Rally. It's fascinating stuff to watch at times out there.
Ah, serious. The pace is just unbelievable out there. But it's been dry and everything now. It's just all flat out stuff.
What about the rain now to come in the afternoon? Because it was spitting here. It looks like there's going to be a wee bit later on.
Aye, well, it's just like yesterday. It's wild hard to make a tyre choice, but I think we'll just stick with the slick shit anyway to see. It's still warm, so we'll see what happens.
Okay, good luck with the rest of the rally, boys.
Thank you.
That's Pádraig O'Donnell and Patrick McHugh speaking to us live at the service. We'll correct that time. Off Manus Kelly, I've been told it was actually 10 minutes 22.9. So Manus taking 10 seconds out of Brian Brogan there. So it's unofficial now that Manus leads the national rally by around 22.9 seconds. Another of the local guys coming in is Daniel Cunahan and Terence McGee. Daniel, how's the Donegal going for you on day two?
But better, we got out of Knockalla, we're happy. We had a big off last year, but...
Was there any nerves passing that spot, was there?
It was a wee bit the first run.
Right.
So, it's over now.
Yeah. What sort of time did you do? Were you happy with it in Knockalla?
A lot quicker than last year.
Right.
So we're happy enough.
Yeah. Heading into Cairnhill now in Gyarton?
Cairnhill and Gyarton now for another loop.
Right. And Mr. McGee going well too, is he?
Well, you can't say nothing about him or he'll jump out.
Listen, best of luck, Daniel. Daniel Cunahan and Terence McGee there at the end of the stage. So what we'll do now, Kenny, I know Chris is trying to get some more reaction from further up in service with the leaders. We'll do this unofficially. We'll go back to, we'll be going back to check out all these times shortly. But as we see it, unofficial after 10 stages, Gary Jennings leads the Donegal International Rally with Rory Kennedy on board by 49.8 seconds over Declan and Brian Boyle. Donna Kelly and Kevin Flanagan, 30.3 seconds is the difference between Boyle and Kelly for second and third. Derek McGarty is fourth, Darrow Reardon fifth, Seamus Leonard in sixth position. Seventh is Stephen Wright, and then that is the top seven of the international. While in the national side of the event, Manus Kelly has an unofficial lead of 22.9 seconds from Brian Brogan. Manus with Donal Barrett on board. Brian Brogan has Damien McGinnigan, son of Seamus, on board. But they're being hunted down by Adrian Hetherington from County Tyrone. Hetherington now is just 1.6 seconds adrift of Brogan. Hetherington in third place. Frank Kelly's on the move up to fourth. Paul Reid's going very well. He's moved up a couple of places into fifth overall in the national. And we've still got the likes of Damien Geller just outside the top five going well in the national too. We'll get a lot of times organised for you, Kenny, and we'll be back with another update from the dual Donegal International Rally for you shortly. The sun is shining here just outside Milford as they come into service, but there has been a small bit of rain, and in the distance we can see clouds, and it's going to make Gyarton and indeed Cairnhill very interesting over the next couple of hours.